This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome to The Weekend. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Over the weekend, the president headed to Texas to survey the catastrophic damage. We'll start there and tell you about the president's visit here next week. CBS's Jared Hill.
Combing through every inch of Texas's flash flood alley, it's still all hands on deck as more than 2,000 search and rescue crews try to find any of the people still missing after last week's disaster.
I think that everyone who lives here knows somebody who has been affected.
Alden Towler rode out the flood in his attic with his mom, a neighbor, and her one-year-old daughter.
Having a one-year-old infant in your arms, as a mom, I just can't even imagine what she was going through.
During a walk along the banks of the Guadalupe River, University of Texas climatologist Jay Banner explained the area's natural risks.
The warm, moist air mass is rising due to the topography of the steep walled valleys, funneling this water very quickly.
He says that should be a part of the equation when thinking about future development. Satellite images show Camp Mystic, where there were more than 700 children, reshaped by floodwaters. Since 2016, the camp has built at least seven structures in or near the flood risk area outlined by FEMA flood maps. In 2020, the county adopted rules to limit new builds and floodways to make sure structures could survive a flood. In Kerrville, a growing memorial for the growing number who didn't survive.
I think it's important to give people a place where they can, you know, pay their respects.
President Donald Trump and the First Lady are expected to be among them later today, touring the damage from this devastating disaster.
During a cabinet meeting this week, President Trump praised the federal flood response, but he's been quiet about his previous promises to phase out FEMA. This week, the White House press secretary said that it's, quote, a policy discussion that will continue regarding whether disaster assistance come from the federal government or from the states.
CBS's Jared Hill. So after the president's visit to Texas, he is coming to Pittsburgh Tuesday, a scheduled conference put together by Senator Dave McCormick for a display of the artificial intelligence, robotics, community, and energy. And there is no doubt there'll be some kind of annual, I'm not sure what the president's going to do on Sunday on the one-year anniversary of the assassination attempt, Paul, in Butler County.
Well, it's been a very fast-moving year, has it not?
Yes, and the more recent news, just found out yesterday morning, we reported, you had it, six Secret Service agents suspended for as many as 40 days, which didn't sit well with Corey Comparator's family.
I think one of the family members said, and this is a direct quote, "We are furious," and they have every right to be, in my opinion.
And we had an opportunity to talk to Corey's sister, Kelly, yesterday.
That was a moving interview.
And if you have our Odyssey app, you can listen back. I highly recommend it because you're hearing firsthand from a family directly affected whose lives changed forever and what they think is important. That said, they will honor Corey Comparator, the former firefighter and fire chief, over the weekend. And you have some of the events, including a...
Well, there are two big events to call attention to, really. The first one is this two-hour motorcycle cruise. They're going to go through Butler and Allegheny counties before they stop at a sports location in West Deer, and there's going to be a show there featuring speakers and musicians. So they're going to get started at 11 a.m. with the motorcycle ride, and then they're going to wrap it all up that night at 10 p.m. That's how long of a program they put together. They're expecting a pretty good-sized crowd, and I'll bet they get one.
And Corey's sister Kelly told us they have heard from, in particular, former firefighters or firefighters from around the region and around the country that want to come to the region and pay tribute to Corey.
Yeah, the event after the motorcycle ride, by the way, is in West Deer. It's at No Off-Season Sports. And again, the starting time, I can't get that specifically here, but I'm going to guess it's going to be sometime in the mid-afternoon, 1, 3, there.
Yeah, you can search it up, and obviously for that family, the more support they see, I would imagine it gives them a modicum of comfort to see that.
And the proceeds from the event, by the way, according to a organizer, they're going to give the money to first responders, local churches, and Doberman dog rescues. So I would assume that all three of those were high priorities for Corey Comparator.
That said, the other stories we've been covering, and you had it in the news, there is somewhat of a game plan for the South Side from KDK-TV. Jessica Riley.
The Pittsburgh police plan is to try to limit those after hours. Every weekend so far, Pittsburgh police has had to watch these large crowds flood East Carson, a lot of the times turning chaotic as the night goes on. They want local businesses that stay open past 2 a.m. to close earlier. That's their plan. Because we see most of the behavior come later in the evening, the city is starting to work with these businesses and recommend they close earlier in hopes it'll maintain the crowd size before they grow too large. This plan ultimately could help, but doesn't come without negative effects to those businesses who need their customers.
Would you be open to closing earlier if it meant decreasing the crowd sizes?
You can't make no money when you're closed. We're allowed to be open till 2. It's the city's responsibility to keep people in public safety.
They're just kids, and they misbehave, and the police seem to keep them in check, and they need to grow up a little bit.
It's an issue police and political leaders are being consumed by and want it to end. Councilman Bob Sharlin tells KDK that one bar was labeled as a disruptive property last week. Pittsburgh police are actively identifying other bars serving to underage people and formally working to have them labeled. And if this does not die down, another part of that plan, if these bar break comes at 2 a.m. and the crowd sizes are really large, Pittsburgh police say that they are going to have to disperse those crowds, and anyone who's not really acting right, they're going to have to take them because they just need it to calm down here on the South Side.
So we'll see over this weekend what transpires.
Now, we asked Councilmember Sharland on the show yesterday
right.
The question about, well, what about a curfew? And he said, well, you know, there are a couple of roadblocks. And I thought that they were pretty good reasons not to go with a curfew. But having the bars close earlier, now that's an idea.
So
at least temporarily until this thing dies down.
We'll see what happens this weekend. We'll keep you posted. Here on the Big K Morning Show, this week, first time I saw a back-to-school ad on television.
Wow.
And really, we mentioned this yesterday.
Already?
Yeah, mid-August for a lot of schools. So we're talking about a month away. And we're not talking just about colleges. We're talking about Mount Lebanon, for instance. Christine, Marty's wife, told us, I believe she said August 17th. Which Pittsburgh Public's right behind them. And just want to let you know that we're part of our Odyssey team effort for Pittsburgh Public Schools to support students with stuffing backpacks. And hashtag Pittsburgh for PPS and the backpack drive you can support by purchasing backpacks or dropping off at a location near you. And for details at kdkradio.com. You can find the nearest drop-off donation location. Do you remember having a backpack?
No, I never had one.
I don't think I did either.
All we had was we carried our books to school pretty much loose.
Wow.
If we took them home, you know, and then we could take our lunch in our lunch boxes.
Did you have a backpack, Erin?
For sure. Do you guys remember at least seeing? I remember coming up in middle school, there was like a fad of, they're basically like hand, like a briefcase, but they were book bags more so than a backpack.
Right.
It was kind of like a briefcase sort of thing, or the backpack that goes across your shoulder.
No.
There were many, many different styles.
I had a little, it looked like a faux briefcase. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a plastic cheapo from Zares. But you know, yeah, what was really big were lunch boxes.
Yes, that mm-hmm. was, and what was on the lunch box was really what was important.
Right, it was a right, big statement so true. Of your personality and individuality.
Yeah. Most people wanted something to do with cartoon characters, as I recall.
I don't remember what my lunch box was.
Neither do I.
You know, they had stuff like Superman or...
Oh, for sure.
Batman.
Comics and yeah.
And these lunch boxes, of course, included a little thermos container that you could put like soup in or right or Kool-Aid or whatever.
Well, I haven't thought about
or in
that
my
stuff.
Case you know some
in
bourbon
your case, bourbon. Understood. Now, do you have one of the, you know, we've gone back to, particularly women are carrying these giant things of water. Some of them are very expensive apparatus like Yetis or Stanleys. Yes.
I see some neighbors out when they go out for their walks carrying mm-hmm. these long, narrow bottles with them.
It's like an oxygen tank.
Well, they have gallon. Honestly, they have gallon water bottles now.
Oh, my goodness.
That are humongous. And I think the goal is just everyone's trying to get their water intake for the day. I think America, we prefer caffeinated drinks.
Part of what instigated this was the whole thing about microplastics, because they
right.
started talking about that, so people would drink a water bottle.
Well, you know, a coworker of mine had a 44-ounce
oh,
you know,
and
exactly.
also a container that he could ice and water in, and I mm-hmm. said, what's that? And he said this was down south, and he said, that's what you call a gut flusher.
Well, yeah.
Well, yeah. Then he had a catheter installed.
I guess so, right?
After that. Oh, man. It is World Population Day. Do you know what the population of the world is?
I'm going to go 7 billion.
Hey, Siri, what is the world population today? I don't know why this woman doesn't answer me.
She's so moody.
She knows.
8.2 billion.
Wow.
Wow.
This is
close.
The world-o-meter.
World-o-meter.
That's what it says. 8.2 billion. And I'm guessing that the Earth's population since you were born, Paul, has doubled.
What do you mean, me? How about we were born?
I was hoping that would slide by. All right, here's where we are in modern times. For the first time ever, a robot surgically removed a gallbladder from a pig 8 different times with 100% success.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
My goodness.
The robot was trained using videos of the actual procedure, but it made all the surgical decisions on its own. The only thing it needed a human for was to reload clips and switch surgical tools. Each procedure only took 5 minutes. Now they are, in case you don't know, using robotic apparatus for many procedures these days.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them are as non-invasive as possible, including working on different organs like a gallbladder removal, which used to require, you know, a major scar and invasive surgery.
Right.
Listen to me talking like I know what the hell I'm
but
talking.
It is really interesting. My brother-in-law, who's in sales, to a degree, he sells medical devices that aid in surgeries, so he has to scrub up and be in the surgery rooms. It's really interesting.
And he gets to watch.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm, you know.
Too queasy a little bit?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
It's one thing to see it in a movie. It's another thing to see it live happening.
Right. So true.
I've tried watching a couple of surgeries ahead of the surgery I was going to have, right? Like the procedure.
The brain switch.
And I could not make it through the first few minutes. Once they get inside and start rooting around and all that.
Rooting around.
All that, poking and prodding.
All that blood and stuff you can't recognize. It's like just too much for me.
It's a good thing the lobotomy took.
No kidding. It was helpful.
I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
Well, yeah.
In my case, I guess you could say both then.
All right. One other thing I want to get off the desk is ridiculous prices people pay for silly things. A used handbag sold for $10 million.
Okay. So who used it?
When it was first used by Birkin, it was the first one ever made, the one Hermes custom for actress Jane Birkin. Who's Jane Birkin? Do you know?
No idea.
I don't know who Jane Birkin is, but I know about Birkin bags for sure.
Well, this was the first one made for Jane. It was auctioned off at Sotheby's for $10 million.
Yeah.
Stupid money.
Stupid.
Which means if I'd have saved my lunchbox, it probably would have been worth something now, right?
True.
They're collectors.
So true.
Look up lunchboxes, you'll see. There's the Big K Morning Show. There is a lot going on in and around town, but we always like to highlight some of the bigger traffic projects. This has been in the making now for weeks, and it's going to start late in the weekend. Some closures and crossovers to talk about when it comes to I-279 that leads out of Pittsburgh and into the city from the north. So let's go back to AAA's Ellen Gamble. So Ellen, I have seen, since I live in the north driving by, there's been a lot of work. The HOV lane has been closed. Those lanes for a while preparing for this crossover. So what's going on?
Yeah, well, if we dial it back to April 2nd, Larry, is when they discovered during inspections that significant support pier deterioration under 579 and the 579 HOV lanes. So once they inspected all those piers, realized there were quite a few that needed some major work, that's when we started seeing those closures and changes with the HOV lanes that you've referenced. So now PennDOT needs drivers to prepare for what they're calling a significant change to your driving habits. This is inbound, southbound, I-279, the Parkway North, and also it's going to affect the ramps coming from 28 southbound accessing the southbound side of 579, which is the Veterans Bridge. So once in place, Larry, this is going to bring all of the southbound traffic on 279 into those HOV lanes. Those HOV lanes are basically going to become the regular highway lanes. They'll have two lanes of traffic to get up onto the Vets Bridge, and then once you're on the Vets Bridge, you're going to cross back over into the main travel lanes there on 579. This is 46,000 vehicles per day.
Oh,
so a lot of folks relearning things. Now, what they're going to do in prep for this, so this is tonight. Now, obviously, they don't want to impact all the traffic going into town for weekend activities, but they're starting their prep tonight at 9. They're going to have traffic down to a single lane on 279 coming in toward town, and that'll be until 10 tomorrow morning. And then the southbound travel lanes will be open to you for two lanes during the day until about 6 p.m. tomorrow night, Saturday. Then they'll go back to a single lane again. They're, again, getting this whole crossover situation in place. They're going to cross everything over just south of that Swindell Bridge. That's that huge bridge that spans over the Parkway North. That's where the crossover is going to take place. So by the time we get to about 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, this crossover kind of funneling all two lanes of travel on southbound I-279 into those two HOV lanes until you get onto the Vets Bridge, and then they'll bring them back onto those main travel areas. So we mentioned 46,000 drivers affected there, Larry. We have another 11,000 drivers a day who are going to be detoured because the ramp coming from 28 southbound out of the Allegheny Valley, that's going to be closed. So you won't be able to get up onto the Vets Bridge from southbound 28. You're going to actually take a detour up into the East Street Valley, kind of heading north to come back southbound. Yeah, that's the fun one. coming southbound then, right south of the McKnight Road area is where they're kind of loop you back in and bring you down. So this is probably going to be in place for the southbound side of things for multiple months. And then once they're done with the pier work, Larry, underneath the southbound lanes, they will be flipping things to the northbound side, but we'll get those details once we get closer to this. We could be talking about work that's going to continue until about December. So
it's December.
Yes, that is what we're hearing. So, I mean, this is, you got to understand here, they did what they call hand-on inspections. Once they saw the deterioration on those 579 piers back in April, PennDOT says they did what they call hands-on inspections of 35 support piers underneath those ramps. And five piers were of great concern to them. And then they obviously need to focus on those. But then they also found they need to do rehab work on about 18 other piers. So it's a lot of support of those interstate ramps getting from 279 to 579. So that's why all of the juggling of the traffic lanes here.
Yeah, I wanted to give people just a heads up that it's coming. And obviously, people won't pay attention till Monday when they're coming into town, and then you'll be talking about it for a while.
Oh, sure.
And with the events in the city, I mentioned there are going to be over 2,000 runners, by the way. They're going to be on this fast course on the North Shore, and we're going to talk about that a little later on this morning because they're going to use some of these closed down roads to run.
Well, hey, while they're closed, why not, I guess, right?
Yeah, there's a $25,000 prize purse for this P3R event. When you think of that, you usually think of the marathon. But as we've come to find out, there's a lot more year-round events that they do. And it's called America's Mile.
Okay.
So, all right.
There you go.
Guess what? We'll be coming back to you for the other stuff coming up next.
Sounds good.
All right. Alan Gamble on overtime this morning on the Big K Morning Show. And right now, we mention a big show that's coming in November, Paul McCartney to PPG Paints, formerly CONSOL Energy Center. Do you know the first concert? Guess who? Paul McCartney.
Wow, that's amazing. Full circle.
And he's coming back to the Berg, and the show's in November. Tickets go on sale Tuesday and Thursday of next week. But we've got a show. We've got three pairs of tickets we'd love to give away. Buddy Guy, who is, Eric Clapton said, the greatest guitar player of all time. And if you've saw the movie Sinners, he's featured at the end of the movie for his guitar playing. And he's going to be at the Capitol Theater next week. That's in Wheeling, July 16th. So we're looking for three winners.
And all at once?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Let's do it. It's Friday.
How are we going to pick these?
We're going to go odd numbers, 7, 9, 11.
Love it.
Since it's 7, 11, you get it?
Yes.
412-922-1020, 412-922-1020. Aaron will be busy for a while. Don't bother.
The Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk. What to do about disruptive and violent closing time crowds on the South Side?
My life right now is consumed with the issues on South Side.
Yeah, Council Member Bob Sharland.
Yeah, we talked to Bob yesterday, and he said he's going to give us a detailed update as soon as they have a plan hopefully early next week.
Well, the police department also says they're going to release a plan of some kind in the coming weeks, according to a report we got from KDKA-TV. What we do know is city officials are asking people with businesses open after 2 a.m. on East Carson to close a little sooner. Events are scheduled this weekend honoring the memory of retired firefighter Corey Comparator, the husband and father killed at the Trump rally in Butler last year.
And we talked to his sister, Kelly, yesterday, and one of the things she expressed was the kindness of strangers who have reached out to the family, and they have a big motorcycle ride planned and some other events.
Yeah, a big concert, and one that'll go on with both music and speakers. The Pirates have announced a plan to replace the messages lost when they removed the Bucko bricks.
My life right now is consumed.
We understood how important that these messages and the memories associated with them are to the fans. So we wanted to find a lasting, permanent display around PNC Park that they could enjoy at any time.
Yeah, that's President Travis Williams. He says 60 bronze plaques with messages will go up on the facade of PNC Park.
Yeah, they even put up a rendering, and it looks like they'll be installed and ready by next season. So hopefully some of the Bucko Bricks people will be satisfied with
that. I think
an
upside on this is that it'll be a lot easier to see.
Nobody will be stepping on you.
Yeah, right.
And they'll last, presumably.
Yeah. How many times did they replace the bricks themselves before just deciding to go another way?
That's a great question.
I know that they did more than once.
Yeah. So this hopefully provides people who had their Bucko bricks some satisfaction. By the way, the Bucks are on the road in Minnesota to take on the Twins, the last series before MLB's All-Star break, which will feature Home Run Derby and Pirate O'Neill Cruz on Monday, and then Paul Skeens pitching for the Bucks Tuesday.
And by the way, Paul Skeens will be starting tonight if you want to stay up and watch the ball game. Starts around 8:10, I think.
Yeah, and what else do I want to tell you about the Major League Baseball? Oh, getting ready for the Hall of Fame inductions in Cooperstown, too. So we'll keep you posted. Joe Block will join us right after the news at 9:30. Talk about all of it on...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture.
On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.